Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Lots of sunshine today with highs around 90. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 66. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 92. Mainly sunny Wednesday with highs around 87. 92 Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Emporia State football got a win. Julio Flores has more.
Oklahoma State football transfer Gunnar Gundy led number 21-ranked Emporia State to a 24-21 road win over number 4 Pittsburgh State on Saturday. Gundy, who's the son of OSU head coach Mike Gundy, completed 26 of his 40 passes for 217 yards and 2 touchdowns. The junior also ran the ball 13 times for 36 yards and 1 touchdown. Gundy spent the first 3 seasons of his college career at OSU. He then transferred to Emporia State on July 23rd. I'm Lou Flores.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks updated its blue-green algae list, and several lakes should be avoided. Warnings are in effect for Atchison City Lake, number 8, Augusta City Lake, the Gathering Pond in Geary County, Harvey County East Lake, Lake Afton, and the Melvin Outlet River Pond in Osage County. Folks and pets should stay away from the harmful algae blooms. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Need a reliable workhorse for your property? Meet the John Deere 5E Series tractors from Prairie Land Partners. Whether it's working fields, hauling loads, or clearing roadsides, the 5E delivers the power and versatility you need, all in one machine. And there's never been a better time to buy. Get a $2,250 implement bonus and save with cash discounts over $6,000. Offer ends October 25th, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Friday, 4 Republicans in the Kansas Congressional Delegation offered support for legislation limiting federal authority to take control of private property for development of a national electric transmission corridor. The bill, backed by U.S. Representatives Tracy Mann and Ron Estes, and U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, all of Kansas, would ban use of federal funding to condemn private property for a proposed system of national interest electric transmission corridors. The bill would prohibit the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission from overruling rejection of electric transmission projects by state regulators. Joe Newland, the president of Kansas Farm Bureau, said enactment of the legislation would level the playing field and compel good faith negotiations with landowners for sitting and building transmission lines. He said Farm Bureau policy supported access to reliable, low-cost electricity and expansion of transmission capacity to keep pace with demand. Newland said without vital protections included in the legislation, landowners will continue to face unilateral ultimatums from transmission developers who are using taxpayer dollars to build infrastructure. Moran said in August that he would introduce the legislation because the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, signed into law nearly 3 years ago by President Biden, granted FERC the authority to issue permits for transmission lines within a national corridor, despite denial of applications by state officials. In addition, Senator Marshall said bureaucrats in the Biden administration should not have the unchecked authority to approve projects that could strip Kansans of their property rights. He said decisions about use of land for transmission lines ought to be made by states. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced on Friday that $250,000 will be available through a third round of Strategic Economic Expansion and Development, or SEED grants. And the SEED grant program supports economic development and revitalization efforts in smaller counties across Kansas through investments in quality of life initiatives. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Toland said seed grants are a vital part of their commitment to ensuring every community in Kansas has the opportunity to succeed. He said these grants are creating a real impact on rural communities by helping them build stronger local economies and enhancing the quality of life for residents. And by investing in these communities, they continue laying the foundation for long-term growth and prosperity. The grants are administered by the Kansas Department of Commerce to communities in 78 designated counties with a population of 5,000 or less. Grants up to $25,000 will be available in categories that include child care and senior programming, community vibrancy, food retail, and libraries. Local governments, economic development organizations, chamber of commerce, and other organizations and towns not previously awarded a seed grant are eligible to apply, and applicants must provide a minimum 10% match and complete the project within 12 months of receiving the grant funds. Seed grant applications will open today, Monday, September 16th, and close at 11:59 p.m. on Monday, November 8th, with grant awardees to be announced in mid-December. Anyone who might have questions regarding the grant and the application process can visit kansascommerce.gov. Work on a pair of resurfacing projects in Sherman County is scheduled to begin this week, starting today, September 16th. The Kansas Department of Transportation will mill and overlay the 2 miles of U.S. 24B in Goodland between the K-27 junction and I-70 interchange, and traffic will be reduced to one lane through the work zone, directed by flaggers and a pilot car. Delays not exceeding 15 minutes should be anticipated. Following completion of the work on U.S. 24B, construction will begin on a 15-mile portion of I-70, starting at Exit 12 near Caruso and ending near Edson. Traffic will be reduced to one lane with a decreased speed limit in the areas where the crews are actively working, and the Kansas Department of Transportation expects these projects to be completed in late October, conditions permitting. In Nebraska news, on Friday, the Nebraska Supreme Court ruled that competing measures that would expand or limit abortion rights can appear on the November ballot. The High Court's ruling came days after it heard arguments in 3 lawsuits that sought to keep one or both of the state's competing abortion initiatives off of the November ballot. However, organizers for the competing measures each turned in well over the 123,000 required ballot signatures needed to get them on the ballot. One initiative would enshrine in the Nebraska Constitution the right to have an abortion until viability or later to protect the health of the pregnant woman. The other would write into the Constitution Nebraska's current 12-week abortion ban passed by the legislature in 2023, which includes exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the pregnant woman. Meanwhile, the state Supreme Court also ruled that a measure seeking to repeal a new conservative-backed law that provides taxpayer money for private school tuition should appear on the state's November ballot, as the court found that the ballot measure does not target an appropriation which is prohibited by law. The ruling came just days after the state's high court heard arguments on Tuesday in a lawsuit brought by an eastern Nebraska woman whose child received one of the first private school tuition scholarships available through the new law. The Supreme Court also ordered Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evnen to keep the measure on the ballot, and that's after Evnen submitted an 11th-hour brief to the high court saying he made a mistake and intended to rescind his certification. However, Chief Justice Michael Hevekin wrote on Friday that there's no process by which the Secretary of State can change his mind. On Friday morning, Hastings Public Schools was the latest Nebraska school district to receive threats of violence, though officials said there was no active threat. In a release sent out by Hastings Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Schneider, school officials were made aware of an image posted online threatening a shooting at Hastings Middle School. And Schneider said the Hastings Police Department responded to the middle school and found no threat to the school. And the release also said the Hastings Police Department located the source of the post and the individual responsible. However, they have not released who that person was or if they have any relation to the school. The news release went on to say that at no time were students or staff members in danger, as this was a social media post with the intent of causing an extreme disruption, and the individual responsible will have swift and appropriate consequences. This is the latest chapter of multiple threats being made to Nebraska schools all across the state last week. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
One person was injured in an accident just after 5 p.m. on Thursday in Cheyenne County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2024 Peterbilt semi driven by William H. Troyer, 27, of Wilburton, Oklahoma, was northbound on Kansas Highway 27 at the County Road 7 junction. The semi began to pass a northbound suburban Outback driven by Sarah Mullins, 36, of St. Francis, just as she was making a left turn onto County Road J. The semi struck the SUV, and both vehicles came to rest on the east shoulder of the highway. EMS transported Mullins to the Cheyenne County Hospital, and Troyer was not injured. Both drivers were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The Kansas Department of Transportation, the Drive to Zero Coalition, and local safety partners want anyone transporting young children to know the safety risks of not having children properly restrained when traveling. And raising awareness is a big part of Child Passenger Safety Awareness Week, which is recognized across the country September 15th through the 21st. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, said nothing protects your child more than using child safety restraints properly and practicing safe driving behaviors. So you need to set a good example, buckle up every time, travel at posted speed limits, avoid distractions, and never drive impaired. The Kansas Traffic Safety Resource Office, Safe Kids Kansas, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and advocates across the state work together to improve child passenger safety. And for over 30 years, the Kansas Motor Carriers Association has annually provided the Kansas Highway Patrol with new seats to distribute. In addition, local communities with certified car seat technicians may have free car seats for qualifying individuals. KTSRO Director Tennille Kimblern said they want parents and caregivers to know that there are several resources to make sure all children are using a car seat suitable for their age, height, and weight. She said always using a properly installed car seat significantly increases the likelihood a child will survive a crash, and certified child passenger safety technicians across Kansas are there to help in that effort. National Car Seat Check Saturday is September 21st, and anyone interested in free car seat check events throughout the year can contact their community for information. The KTSRO posts information that they are aware of by county and has educational materials available upon request. For more information, you can visit ktsro.org. Results for the Norton Blue Jay cross-country team at the Wamego Invitational that was held on Saturday, September 14th, includes for the girls' team results with a total of 14 teams and 132 finishers. West Franklin placed first with 93 points, Norton placed second with 100 points, and Riley County placed third with 119 points. The individual results for the Norton girls includes Emma Collins placing ninth and was a medalist, Kaysen Miller placed 16th with a personal record and a medalist. Savannah Rumback placed 27th and was a medalist. Cassidy McLean placed 39th with a personal record and a medalist. Lorelei Granberry placed 62nd. Danica Frick placed 82nd with a personal record. And Natalie Simmons placed 122nd. With 24 total teams and 187 runners, the boys' team results includes Hutch Trinity Catholic placing first with 60 points. Topeka Hayden placed second with 121 points. Nemaha Central placed third with 172 points. And Norton placed eighth with 215 points. The individual results for the Norton boys includes Aston Katz placing ninth with a personal record and a medalist. Tyler Stewart placing 36th and a medalist. Jace Bailey placing 55th with a personal record. Max Carter placed 61st. Elvis Green placed 91st with a personal record. Brexton Eisenhagen placed 140th. Noah Lanier placed 145th with a personal record. And in junior varsity, Michael Urban placed 59th. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having taco crunch, peaches, tossed salad, chocolate cake, and milk. Upper Norton Community High School and Junior High. Your lunch today will be pepperoni pockets or chicken strips with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be lasagna, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 90 and breezy with the south wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 66, and the chance of precipitation is 20% with wind gusts tonight as high as 30 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 92 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 63 and wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour Tuesday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with the rest of your forecast, on Wednesday it should be sunny with a high near 87. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 92. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 87. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with a high near 75. And on Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 72. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 68 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is southeast at 20 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.03, and the dew point is 61 degrees. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports, and your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. Now it's time for Kansas Sports. It's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State knocked off Arizona 31-7 in a matchup of Big 12 teams in a non-conference capacity as the Wildcats scored 31 straight points. After being down 7-0 early in the first quarter, Avery Johnson had 266 total yards and two touchdown passes. DJ Giddens had 17 carries for 86 yards, and Dylan Edwards had a 71-yard punt return for a touchdown. The Wildcats are now 3-0 and move up to 13th in the latest AP poll as they head west this Saturday to take on BYU to open conference play. Kansas wasn't as fortunate as they lost 23-20 to UNLV. Jalon Daniels threw two interceptions but had two touchdown runs. Devin Neal had 23 carries for 120 yards. Jayhawks are now 1-2 and travel to Morgantown to take on West Virginia Saturday as they open Big 12 play. The Chiefs knocked off the Bengals 26-25 after Harrison Butker's 51-yard field goal as time expired. Patrick Mahomes had an uncharacteristic day as he threw two touchdowns but also threw two picks as he was held under 200 yards passing. HMRI Connor's scoop and score helped put the Chiefs in position for the win. They're now 2-0 and travel to Atlanta for Sunday Night Football this week. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
ready for the ultimate aerial thrill. Thunder over the Heartland Air Show. Presented by Corfers Bank and Trust. October 11th through the 13th. Experience heart-pounding excitement with the U.S. Air Force Thunderbird and world-renowned aerobatic star Rob Holland. Don't miss the spectacular night show with Nathan Hammond lighting up the sky with fireworks and pyrotechnics. Sparks will fly and the sky will shake at this incredible three-day event. Get your tickets now at ThunderAirShow.com.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.